Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Sherry Quinn. The Community Foundation of Mendocino County has received about $2 million in donations for its disaster fund in the wake of the October wildfires, says President and CEO Megan Barber Allende.
Definitely around $1 million came from private individuals, just people moved by what happened here. A large number through PayPal, so hard to know exactly where those people live, but likely out of the county.
Megan says the other $1 million came from corporations and grants. The amount received so far has surprisingly exceeded her expectations.
Honestly, the morning I woke up and found out I was going to deal with a disaster, we were prepared here at the foundation. I had done the work to prepare, but you still don't know when it's going to happen. And it's not as though I had led the foundation through a recovery and response effort. So, you know, definitely an overwhelming morning. And what I said to myself is if I can raise $500,000 for our community, I'll be really proud. And then all of a sudden, in about a week's time, you know, not much over a week, we raised that. So then I had to reach, you know, extend my goal to $1 million. And then again, was just blown away when I met that. So of course, I then moved towards the $2 million mark. I'm absolutely blown away. I have nothing to compare it to. This is the first major disaster in Mendocino County. But it definitely seems extraordinary. Unfortunately, it's not enough money. You know, disasters are very, very expensive. And in our case, because of the demographics and the situation as far as insured and non-insured, the estimate of what we need is far greater. But I'm pleased. I'm grateful. You know, the amount of fundraising people have done is just extraordinary. You know, kids. I mean, we had 2 weeks where we were getting coins and had like extraordinary amounts of coins here. And I didn't know how heavy money was until I had to get the leaders from the Ukiah High School to come here and help us drag all this coinage over to the savings bank to get it counted. And how cool that kids from some of our lower income schools were bringing in their coins and raising, you know, thousands of dollars.
And the generosity continues.
We didn't actively go out and seek these funds for private individuals and corporations. These are just coming to us because people care.
According to Megan, the fund's success is also attributed to the media's role in spreading the word, to the efforts of the nonprofit group called Northern California Grantmakers, and to the foundation's partnership with both the Sonoma and Napa County Community Foundations.
You know, I know there's local people who felt like, oh, no one was ever talking about Mendocino County. They were mainly focusing on Napa and Sonoma. But I think truthfully, had this just happened to us and only been us, I don't know that we would have had this level of response. I think having those other fires in neighborhoods where people were a little more aware of those counties, I think actually helped us. And it was really wonderful to see the level of gratitude that came from outside the county.
Megan explained the funds were first made available during the evacuations. Some went to the Coast Children's Fund and also for things needed right away, such as sleeping bags and gift cards. Then fire victims with burned structures were able to apply right away for a total of $2,000, dispersed through North Coast Opportunities and Redwood Credit Union. Megan says the foundation is now in its next phase of fire recovery, along with the county and the nonprofit and faith-based communities. She says they are hiring case managers who will call all those impacted by the October wildfires in Mendocino County. Hundreds of people.
And then I think once we can start to get a handle on what people's needs are, one of the subcommittees of this long-term recovery committee is a committee called Unmet Needs. And what they will do is, based on criteria set by the entire steering committee, will determine how best to distribute the resources we have to make the best impact for the longest period of time. And so that's kind of the next phase. And so that's one that's not going to look the same as the others, because it's going to be more nuanced, I would say. Someone might have a loan for a certain amount or a grant for a certain amount, and they have a shortfall of $10,000. But if they had the $10,000, they could get in a house.
The Community Foundation of Mendocino County cannot make grants to individuals, so they are working through the nonprofit NCO North Coast Opportunities. Individuals and families impacted by the fire can apply for disaster funds through NCO. More information about the disaster fund is available online at communityfound.org. That's communityfound.org. Megan ends with a reminder to think about others during this time.
Because people have been so moved by the fires, and you know, it's an amazing human response, I think we're also concerned about all the other nonprofits in the community, because this is a time when they rely on support, and there is some concern that folks won't give to other charities that they care about. And I do just want to really mention that that's also a really important way to give right now, because the food banks are going to be more hit. Families who have children who take performing arts classes may not have the resources to sign their child up for their favorite dance class, because suddenly they're having to buy everything for their living space. So I think there's a trickling out effect on the fires that goes beyond just helping folks in the here and now. And I think that's just an important thing that I just want to mention, is that we all have to remember that and try to keep our whole community strong, because I think we're all trying to do our part right now to support these families and help them get through this very, very, very challenging time in their lives.
That was Megan Barber Allende, President and CEO of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.